The conversation took place in November of 2017 on the messaging app Signal and was reported in the Guardian newspaper. At that time, Shea and two other men were discussing a supposed Antifa or anti-fascist revolt that never took place. The discussion focused on ways to confront those Antifa members and others through surveillance, harassment, and even violence. At least one of those men said Shea himself never discussed using violence. Now, on his Facebook page, Matt Shea has put a link to an Australian article that links the author of the Guardian article to, quote, violent Marxist revolutionaries. But that Australian article from the website XYZ comes from a source with some questionable legitimacy. Lindsay Schubiner is a spokeswoman for the group Western States Center, a group that works to counter alt-right and white nationalism, who says the XYZ site is openly white nationalist.
And even a cursory look at the site surfaces dangerous anti-Semitism, such as the harmful conspiracy theory blaming Jews for the 9/11 attacks. And that was in an article republished on the site just this past fall. And throughout the site, you can find the white nationalist conspiracy theories that demographic change means white people will be replaced by people of color.
Also on Tuesday, Democrats in Shea's 4th Legislative District called for his fellow Republicans to take steps against him. Rebecca Mason is one of those Democrats who said she was delighted when Republicans removed Shea as the caucus chair earlier this session over a different controversy.
That was great, and I would love to see the GOP also take him out of the committees that he's on. He's on several different committees. That would be a great step. You know, there are lots of steps that they can take while they are doing an investigation. And so far, unfortunately, we have not seen them do anything except for converse with him. And, you know, the time for conversation is over.
In an article in the Spokesman Review, House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox of Yelm said he was unswayed by the calls from Democrats. Wilcox said, quote, "Threats of political violence have no place in our society, and I condemn them in the strongest terms," unquote. While the talk of violence was attributed to people other than Shea, the statements were, quote, "wrong and deeply upsetting," and he said he would continue to discuss the matter with Representative Shea. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.